investing in rental income properties is also a business in a different sense. You've emphasized again and again in our conversation already the importance of taking an entrepreneurial attitude to real estate investing. And I'd like you to expand on that a little bit. What do you mean by taking this business-like or entrepreneurial approach to the real estate world?
You're quite right, John. I do want people to think of residential properties as a business, but it's not a business that's going to require everyday attention as flipping properties where you're renovating and always scouring for properties you can buy and throwing out 50 offers in hopes you can find one or two sellers who will actually deal with you at some really cut rate discount price. But what I mean when I say entrepreneur, it's the strategic, it's the vision. It's always looking at a property and saying, what can I do to improve this operation? What can I do to generate more income? And this is more important today than it ever has been because prices have gone up much more than rent levels. So you need to think. For example, all right, this property now is being rented to families. What if I would convert it to an adult congregate living facility? What if I would instead appeal to students? What if instead of having one big house that I made three efficiency or three one-bedroom units out of it? What if I could take this large lot that I have and cut it into two lots? What if I could add a story? What if I could go down with it? It's 100 different what ifs that is the entrepreneurial mindset. The non-entrepreneur, the generic investor, will come into a house and simply look at it and say, oh, we need to put some new earth tone carpeting. We need to put some granite countertops in. And they think only in terms of whatever the renovations or remodeling fads of the day happen to be. But they're not really thinking at a much deeper level because they don't have the education. They haven't really thought about what does the zoning law actually permit? What might I get the planners to do in terms of zoning? What are their hopes and dreams for this neighborhood? Would they like to see more senior housing in the area? Would they like to see a child care facility? Do they need more group homes for the emotionally or mentally handicapped? Each of those are little market segments that can produce far greater income than your typical generic house, even at the low end.